This is Buckman Coe with the inspiration for his song, Gathering Storm.
Well, that song really came together in a year where I was able to visit frontline communities a little bit more. I was able to go to Standing Rock. I was able to go visit the Tiny House Warriors in the Sequatam Ulukluk area, which is kind of near Kamloops. That's where they're fighting against the Trans Mountain Pipeline. And over the years, see this kind of growing movement of Indigenous people and environmental activists and people who are trying to be good settlers. They're trying to work on the reconciliation, this impetus for reconciliation in a community-based way. You know, and it's young, but it's a growing sort of thing. And what I've seen is it's best when it's Indigenous-led and people learn to support that and have Indigenous people at the forefront. So this song was really about this coming together and fighting for the environment and for climate justice and for Indigenous rights. It's a song that we ended up dedicating to the Tiny House Warriors. It's a women's-led movement trying to stop the Trans Mountain Pipeline, stop the building of man camps, which have been associated with a rise in sexual violence against Indigenous women in particular. So this was a song that was dedicated to them.
Trust we wash away your pain, make the music hit you. we let the love the music always take control. So watch us be a rock, you tell them watch us be a rock. When we get up on the stage, people what we ask ya? Fuck man, who kill you, but so go on to tell your family. And then them we wash away the pain again.
Forget around, stand your ground. We are together in stone. Coming to wash away, wash away. Gather around, stand your ground.
This is Jared Salty of the Royal Foundry talking about the inspiration for their song, Wake Up, Wake Up.
That song was actually one of the last ones to come together, even though it's the name of the album. It was this idea that we had for a few years, and it just sort of kept on going pushed to the sides because we just couldn't, you know, sometimes it feels like songs are a puzzle and you just are trying to figure them out. It's like more like you're discovering than you're actually writing. And so in the last couple months of writing for the album, we sort of discovered the rest of this song. And we're like, okay, now it works. Now it's come together. And it sort of just created, I don't know, it was kind of the cornerstone of the album, no one in last, if that makes sense at all. the video came together in a really nice way too. We were just brainstorming for ideas with our manager who lives in St. Louis, and then he suggested this place called the St. Louis City Museum, and it's this really cool location where all these artists grab objects from cities and reclaim them and sort of design them into these weird murals and all that sort of stuff. And it's like 12 floors of just staircases and things that have just been manipulated to be in these cool shapes, which just worked perfectly for the lyrical theme of being in a bad dream and trying to wake up, and you know, things just aren't quite right. They don't really make sense, but they sort of do. So visually, it was just this perfect location for us, and they're more than willing to just let us go there and have the run of the place. So we were really excited about that.